praise the Lord. Amen. If you heard what he said originally, you know, the more you say amen, the quicker I'll be. And I get many amens. They want to hear more of you. Well, what a joy. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. I rejoice when they said unto me, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. Listen, it's a conviction of mine. Jesus said, when two or three gather in my name, I am there in the midst. So Jesus is here. Let's try again. So Jesus is here.
Amen.
Good, that's really good. Because the Bible simply teaches, in his presence there is... In his presence there, I'll take the jacket on and start shouting. In his presence there's fullness of joy. It talks about times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. So if today, if you come miserable, Jesus is here. If you come here today a bit dry and a bit, times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Now we can smile. Right, well I can. I want to tell you a story before I start. Today I'm going to talk about grace, really, and in a kind of strange way, as I normally would. I've been married about... No. I had been married. Not I have been married. You use women, stop. I have been married 51 years. And 6 months. Oh, no, less, short 6 months. Yeah, I got cancer. But it only feels like yesterday. Alright man, you've learned a lesson. If in trouble, backtrack. But it only seems 50 years. Yeah, that's what I said. No, look, you're gonna keep me here for a long while. I just want to tell you something. I had been married about probably about a year, because we were still in the flat. And I decided I was gonna be holy. Anyone ever made that decision? You know, you were going to do it through gritted teeth. I'm going to be holy. It kills me. I just read three books, all of them worth reading. There was one on C.T. Studd, who was a missionary to China, missionary to Africa, died in Africa. Rhys Howes, a man of prayer, unparalleled, really. And another man who was David Brainerd. David Brainerd was the first missionary to Native Americans. He died about 26. Very serious man. And I'd read all their books, and they were all very kind of serious men. And I decided I was going to be holy. You know, you start talking. You know, and so I used to spend an hour at least with my Matthew Henry's commentary on my knees, in them days I could get down now, on my knees praying, me and God. That's why I knew where it was at the side of the bed in the flat. And instead of getting holy after about 6 months of this nonsense, I was getting further away from God. Because instead of showing me God, I was too busy looking at myself. And one day I'm down on my knees and I get before the throne of grace and I say, oh God, if this is killing me. I'm dry, this ain't doing me no good at all. Now, if it's my cross, I'll take it, but this can't be right. There's something wrong. Open good old Matthew Henry's. In one volume, I mean, like that great big old fat boy, if you drop it on your foot, you do yourself a damage. Open Matthew Henry's and it leapt off. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of works, not of yourself, lest any man should boast. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. And I'm going to tell you, I have lived in that now for 48, 49 years. That's all of grace. Yeah, I mess up, but it's all of grace. Yeah, God has done things in my life I couldn't even have dreamt of. I've been to places I couldn't even have imagined. I'm held in high respect and high regard far beyond what I'm worthy of, and if people really knew me, they wouldn't do it. But all of it is of grace. My friend, today, as we talk about the grace of God, I pray you'll get excited. Ready? Because the text for Nigel, the heading is Receive and Reveal. Because it's not just given to you for you. It's given to you through you for them. It's profound. Given to you through you for them. And the day it stops in you is the day maybe that it stops coming to you. Because the holding God's intention is for you to be a blessing. So he blesses you to be a blessing. And I want to thank you, church. You know what? Grace Community Church is a good church. You are a generous church. You have partnered with us now 10 years? Something like that, this work in Uganda. And you have been a generous church. And I thank you for this time round as well. And we will be back when the medical mission comes up. I'll tell you all about it in about 2 months' time. Anyway, June. Right. I'm going to give you a general assumption, and then we'll cut straight into this and get away. The general assumption is this. Ready? To give something away, you must have it. Or have access to it. And you must have the right to give it away. Is that a fair assumption? You've got to have it or access to it. And you must have the right to give it away. It's nothing profound, it's straightforward enough. I'm looking at all you bunch of crooks. No, I just go, I can't take it. No, it's yours to give away. Or you have access to it. And you have the right to give it away. So I'm going to take you now to Matthew 16, around about verse 17, 18, where Jesus says, these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name. Who's got a £10 note in Rome? Well, no, because you know me, you won't get it to me. But on a £10 note, it says this. I promise to pay the bearer the sum of £10. Then the bloke signs it. Because he is the manager of the bank of England. Or the owner, or whatever it is for the bank of England. He's got a right to give it to you. Now, two things. Ready? Those of you who are profound. Oh, one of the ones who might understand it. Anyway, I'm here. Firstly, delegated authority. Delegated authority. I say to Harry, go and get that, will you, Harry? Harry goes to wherever, says to the person, can send that. And Jesus said in my name, listen, he said, I'm giving you delegated authority. I want you to do this for me. We will get to it a bit more. And the second one is even more important on the same plane. It's the power of attorney. We've just done that because we're getting old, we've just filled our power of attorney. Understand this, really? It is the right to act on behalf of someone else as if it were them. And Jesus said to you, in my name, he said, listen, I'm giving you delegated authority, do it for me, and I'm giving you the power to you do it as if I was there doing it. That's why he says, you shall lay your hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Get this, it's not you. It's delegated authority, the power of attorney. You, in my name, they will cast out devils. Not in their name. Remember the story of the son of Stephen, they end up in serious trouble. But it's delegated authority. When you do it in his name, he's there to back it up. Little police, you're driving down the road at 30 miles an hour, not 31 by the way, because you're good Christian people. And all of a sudden, little policeman jumps out in front of you. You know, 18 spot. just come out of the college. And you stop. Why?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, you're calm. Jail policies. You stop. Why? You stop, why? Because he's got authority, not himself. I'm not, because you know, he's just kind of skinny, runny thing, sort of thing. You know, he's going to stop your car. In and of himself, he's got nothing. But what he has got is delegated authority, the power to act on behalf of the king as if he was there himself. Listen to me, because today you should get excited. That's you, little bunch of lovely people. Right, so we will now get into this. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John go up to the house of the Lord to pray. They meet a lame man on the way, he holds out his palms and asks him for alms. And this is what Peter is saying. As you sing it in the middle, silver and gold I have not. Hang on. But what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. To give something away, you must have it, access to it, or the right to use it. Silver and gold that I know, but such that I have. Oh, Ken, I'm not sure I agree. Acts 19, there's this little bloke praying. Remember? I'm lying to you, Acts chapter 9. There's this little bloke praying. And I have speaks to you on an angel, and he says, I want you to go to Paul and Paul, I don't know, you need to read it in text. I mean, if you were him, I've heard of this man, how he arrests your people and locks them in prison and does all this happens. And the angel says to him, you just go, I've got plans for Paul. So he goes, what does Ananias say? The Lord Jesus, whom you met on the road to Damascus, has sent me to you that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Spirit. I've got something from heaven to give to you. I don't know if I agree. There's always someone in church. Even there's a better one. And this will get us right into the point now. Matthew chapter 10. I need to look at my notes. Yes, I'm right. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils.
Amen.
No?
And
come on. Freely you have received. Now freely you give. In you, to you, through you, for them. Freely you have received, freely give. It's something that's been freely given. Now we get to grace. Grace. Grace community church. Undeserved, as much as you are lovely people, you really are lovely people, but you don't deserve grace. Unmerited, you really are a good people, but you don't deserve it. Unearned, no matter how hard you read, no matter how holy you want to make yourself, it's all of grace. Grace, grace, grace. And you will see as we go along now, because we are going to zip, I feel it in my spirit, along. It's all of grace. It's freely given. And if it's freely given, it's up to the giver to give it. You don't deserve it. You can't earn it. And you are lovely people, but no, no, no. It's all of grace. I love what you sung a line today. I wrote it down. I loved it. Love flowed red, isn't it? My sin washed white. Love flowed red. I like that line. I really thought that was that. Because it's all of grace. Oh, I like about this one then. Let's get into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. You can just try and take notes if you want. You have received not the spirit of the world, pardon me, but the spirit that is from God, that you might know what has been given to you. God wants us to know that we have got something to give to people. I'm not good enough. Nothing more. That's what makes Christ Christ. Oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let the preacher preach it. Do you know what? That's a Sunday at all. It's all of grace. It's all of grace. You have got something in you that God wants to work through you to be a blessing to somebody else. You are a vehicle of God's grace. Why? Because that's what makes grace. I don't know if I agree. Well, good, let's get into this. And I'm going to skip a bit, because, oh, look at that, the layer. John, chapter 1. We're just going to do John, chapter 1, verse 12. So as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Greek lesson of the day, do you want to? You can't get it anymore. So as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the exusia, to be the children of God. There's a lovely lambano. It means not to come, the right. It means the right to take. Listen, to measure children, he gave them the power to take, to be a child of God. Now, they won't help you stop you being all that God has got planned for you. Oh, it's the devil. Do you know what? I'm sure the devil turns around sometimes and says, I'm oh, I'd like to have come to the prayer meeting for the devil shot me. Oh, I'd like to have done this for the devil shot. Come in, I'll sit and shake his head. I'm busy. He picks up the bill for a lot of stuff, which is just downright laziness.
Amen.
Where did that come from? Well, that's the truth of it. Ready? Little me and the devil, we do agree. I hate the devil and he hates me. Anyway, moving on. I think the devil thinks that would do far more. We fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. But that's not for today's preaching, so I'll get myself in trouble. John chapter 1, verse 16. And of his fullness, we have all received, I hope that's what it says, grace for grace, or grace upon grace, as a translation you use. Listen, no matter how much grace you use, God's got more. Of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace. Grace used, grace supplied. Grace which like the Lord the giver ever flows from. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, form thee as thy follies are above. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirstless sage? Work out what that means. Grace which like the Lord the giver ever flows from age to age. Grace for grace. grace upon grace. Guess what? It's fresh. What you had yesterday ain't what God wants to give you today, and what God's given you today ain't what He's going to give you tomorrow. Because it's grace for grace, grace on grace, grace. Someone could do it. Someone. You might even do that. You might even do that. I like being here. You're nice people. And of His fullness, we have all received grace for grace. What about this one? That's why Colossians chapter 2 and verse... That does sound right. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says... Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can make it. Oh, I'm getting on it. Oh, what does it say? And you are complete in Him. His grace is sufficient for your spirit, for your soul, and for your body. For from His grace we have all received grace for grace. And we are complete. Don't struck with me, struck with the Holy Spirit. All scriptures inspired by God. Men of old, carried thought by the Holy Spirit wrote. But you don't know my problem. I don't really care. I do, I care for you. Your problem don't limit God. In fact, your problem becomes a possibility for grace. Your necessity, I think we ain't got time. Right, come on. Oh, of His fullness. Right, ready? Just in case you forget. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. God introduces Himself to Abraham and says, I am. So El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. It actually means, a better way to look at it, it means literally, is big bosom one, I can supply my children. That is the problem. But the easiest way to understand it is the all sufficient one. All sufficient grace for you. Anyway, moving on. He is all sufficient. Now, someone, there might be at least one person in the world who's got a problem. I want to tell you today, or a need, or a hurt, or a disappointment, or a desire. Or a foible, they're very painful foibles. Or a propensity, they can be quite dangerous. But I want to say to you today that God has sufficient grace to cover. When he introduced himself as El Shaddai, he says, Abraham, don't you worry about God. Don't you worry, I'm more than enough. Don't you worry, I'll get you through. Don't you worry, that thing is struggling with one, hold you down forever. Don't you worry, tomorrow's another day. Don't you worry, there's a way through. Amen. But Jesus said, I am the way. We need to start getting a revelation today that all of this comes by grace. What do you think? I mean, I'm 71. When you get old, you forget how old you are. I'm 71 years of age. And I think the best is yet to come. And glory, I'll be happy with it. I think as long as I have pulpits like this, as long as I remain, there's a great chance to do something for God. Grace is all of His mercy. It's all of His grace. And when, by His grace, I shall look on His face grace. It's started by grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. By grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. It was a gift from God. You can't even save yourself. But he will keep you by grace, and then by his grace you will look on his face. That is mercy. Someone needs to start getting excited today. If you are a recipient of that grace, he will keep you from when you got saved to when he calls you up. Before then, you were a recipient of his mercy, but when you got saved, you became a recipient of his grace. For those who want some theology. I'll throw a bit in occasionally. I do know a little bit, that much, man. Two more scriptures, and then we'll get on to the other bit. Oh, we're doing good, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, good then, all right. What about this one? I always think it's me when this gets a wobble. So, Paul has been out preaching. He's having a hard time. Everywhere he goes. As a preacher, you build one church, the devil stirs it all up, you have to move on. You build another church, the devil, you know, it's the devil. And so, you go from one to another. So much so, you get this picture of Paul getting fed up with this thorn in his flesh. Nothing to do with sickness. No environment has ever talked about thorn in his sickness. Those who want to do your homework, when you get home, the only time thorn in the flesh is mentioned is talking about people. So we understand the Bible how? By a Bible. Not by a brother, but what's it like? Big people will feel that story. Anyway, moving on, this is a historical connection to the Bible. And he gets before the throne of Christ. He says, God, I'm really choosing off of this. Put in the vernacular. Paraphrase. God, I am up to about here and there. No, you've never been there, have you? And God turns around and says, do you know what, Paul? My grace is sufficient for you. Yep. My family, you're going through today, I've got a word straight from the throne of God. My grace is sufficient for you. Oh, another one, in case you're struggling with that. This one I like. Who's got their Bible with them? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse 8, because you won't believe me. You've got to look it up for yourself, because you will not believe me. You'll think I'm making it up. I've got some amplified version, contemporary, whatever, I think he wants it twisted. Believe? Yeah, exactly. You've already read it, yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. God is only one Bible in the room. Now God is
able.
And those of you who really like to do your Bible, it's Romans chapter 4. No, speaking of that, I'll just throw them incidentally. Speaking of Abraham. Romans chapter 4, remember that? 21, 22, something like that. So it says, he judged God. He was convinced that God was able to perform what he had promised. My friend, are you convinced?
Yeah.
I am, because it's all of grace.
Yeah.
I'm convinced God wants to heal me. Why? Because it's all of grace. I'm convinced God wants me to do well. Why? Because it's all of grace. So why? He wants to deliver me. He wants to keep me. He wants to. Why? Grace. It's liberating. I'm not making me the pinnacle of somehow another name God can wash up. What a load of rubbish. It's grace.
It is.
The best we can do is get hold of it. He was convinced that God was able to perform what he had promised. And just for the sake of it, who wants a miracle? Good. In your marriage, good. Because in Hebrews 11 and 11, Sarah, the other half of the making a miracle happen, judged God faithful to what he had promised? Ready? Now, did he? Abraham said, he's able to do what he promised. Sarah said he's faithful to do what he promised. Isaac said, it's all the price. That's an incidental, that's on the way through. God is able, one, to make, come on,
all.
How much?
All.
Not some. Do you know what? He's got enough grace for your situation. It's all grace. Read on. No, abound. That you sometimes,
always
having all sufficiency in all things, might have an abundance for every good work. Now that's preaching in itself. If you ever want a text, that will keep you going for 6 months. He's made able to make all grace abound to you, and you always have all sufficient. They abound, and so on and so forth. What's it saying? We don't live in get by alley. We don't live in scratchy by alley, getting by, scratching. What they do, what I know that for? It's the chickens. They scratch to get by. All you're telling us is an old chicken. How are you getting on? Alright, under the circumstances. Get out from under the circumstances. It's grace. Smile at me and say, it's grace. Right. Receive to rebuild. And you can put on the back end of that release if you want. Freely you have received, freely you. You receive grace for you. Now God wants to give you grace for that. Now when we talk about baptism and Holy Spirit, we're not careful, we kind of get it confused. So I'm going to give you two very quick scriptures that we don't usually preach. And then you can take it home. Acts chapter 8. Do you know how to do that? Sometimes I have to kind of... Because when you get old, you get away at it. Acts chapter 8. So Philip goes down to Samaria. Where does he go? Samaria. He could be super rich.
Okay.
Thank you. So Philip goes down to Samaria. And he preached Christ, and he didn't preach Grace Community Church. He didn't preach their sins. He preached Christ. And they believed, and they were all baptized. That sounds great. And joined the city and everything's going on. Yeah? Now that verse 15, is it? Now when the apostles heard, what was it 17? I want to go to my notes. Is it 15?
14.
Now when the apostles heard that Samaria, they sent Peter and John down to them. Why? To pray for them, for as yet the Holy Spirit had not fallen on them. Hang on, they're saved. And when they're saved, they've been baptized. There was great joy in the city. So they are saved. They've already got the Holy Spirit living in them for them, but now the Holy Spirit wants to come on them for those. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is never meant to be for you, it's meant to be for them. It's meant to be a grace given to you to give for them. And what we have done is we have reduced it to an experience for me, which was never meant to be just for me, but it was meant to be for them. Why should I pray, oh God, baptize me with your Holy Spirit? Why? That I can be a martyr for you. Tarry in Jerusalem till you close the land and you will be my witnesses. The Greek word there is martyros. Where we get the English word martyr from? I want to be a witness. I want to be a recipient of your grace so I can give grace to somebody. He'll receive grace and then blessed and he's cast out. That was free you have received. Now you freely give. The whole point of this thing today about grace. In all. In through. For you, for them. To you, to them. Amen. So they come down to them. Peter and John laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. They were already indwelt, they weren't empowered. They had a king, they didn't have a God. I don't know, that's my prayer. Do you mind if I reach you for a moment? Yeah, good. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus comes down to Jordan. Well, he's already come down to Jordan. In chapter 3. And the open up the street, comes down in front of the dove, the voice comes down, this is my brother, son, in my world, please. Jesus comes back to the Jerusalem, to Nazareth, takes the scroll of the prophet, takes the scroll of the prophet. Joel.
Isaiah.
Isaiah. Do you know why? See if you had time, you were able to access it, you say, that's the prophet Joel. And he takes the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, turns to the 60th chapter, which wasn't there, because chapter and verses ain't in it. Jesus with his Bible, turns to the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is now upon me. You can't argue that I'm still already in the world, Jesus, he was filled. But now Jesus had the Holy Spirit of God. And then he goes around and says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because he's appointed me too. It's the means too. We should use to call about this like time and so on. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You mothers from Judea, Samaria, and Judea. Luke 24:49, stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. The power to. Anyway, you just so come down and pray for them and then receive the Holy Spirit. What? Another one. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Peter's off somewhere, Apollos is off somewhere else, and Peter comes to Ephesus. Paul comes to Ephesus and finds 12 disciples of the prophet John. And he's talking to them, he's enjoying their fellowship, but something ain't quite right. First question, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Expectation. None of you believe the Holy Spirit comes in your words. Holy Spirit? We've not even heard of the Holy Spirit. Then into what were you baptized? As a believer, into what were you baptized? Oh, we were baptized into John. Explains to them Jesus. Yeah? They must have believed because he then takes them off and baptizes them. Yes? Verse 6, he lays hands on them and the Holy Spirit comes on them. In and on, to you, through you. The whole purpose of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is not to make us happy. You know? Or I remember a prayer one once, a woman came up to me. And some of them would come up and say, do you want the tongues? I mean, that's quite frightening, really. I
to the pure office in Scotland. But I saw her age. I thank God by support. I still need times more than you all. I'm not declining, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is in and through, yeah. On and to. And why? This is all of grace. Now, hopefully today, you have seen something that God wants to give you so much. To you personally, that you can be a recipient of His grace. But you are never meant to be a recipient. You are meant to be in and through, on and through. For you, for them. And the day you forget it's for them is the day you become selfish. And that's when you get all this nonsense in church. You know, I should be on the chairs. On the chairs. We're not going to go there.
I think I'm going to stop there, really. Yeah, that's enough for you. There's some more, but that's enough.
So what we're going to do today, we're going to agree with you. The Bible said, if two agree on earth, they're satisfying anything. I'm not going to go into that, because people get themselves into trouble by believing that anything means anything. Doesn't mean anything. It means anything that God said. So, I'll you just preach on that anything I ask for? Yes, you can. Anything that God said to me. I'm going to pray with you today. So, there's your pastor. There's your pastor. There's your pastor. But we're going to pray together, so just, no, I want you to get up for a change. We're going to get up and put the frame on with the other.
Thank you.
You know, because it's all of God's. It's not of you. And it's certainly not of me. But where you are, I think we'll do it like this. I think your pastor, because he's young, HR. He's just going to quickly come around. This is what the scripture gave me. It's an interesting thing. And that enhances it. So now, grace flow through. And here's the father of this house, the father of grace in the church. And I just think it would be good. Very quickly, don't make like a sudden dance about it. Just, let's raise our hands to heaven. Let's just watch the Lord. Maybe Andrew, you go and just touch on your people. Lord, bless them in the name of the Lord. And Lord, bless you today. Give grace to them. Grace to them. Go on, you have a man.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, get your hands up to heaven.
Hey, we're Christian people, we're believers. Let's start with our praising God for the grace that is freely bestowed. He sent me to speak a word to you that grace may come upon you. Grace, all sufficient grace. It is all sufficient grace.
Hallelujah. I speak grace to you today. I speak God's sufficiency to you today. I speak the word of God to you today.
But as they lay hands on them, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover, grace shall come. They will speak in the name of the Lord, and grace will come. Grace, grace, grace. All sufficiency. Grace for your situation. Grace for your circumstances. Grace for your condition. Grace for your need. Grace for your hope. Grace for your children. Embrace me in marriage. Embrace me in family. Embrace me in husband. Embrace me in wife. Grace. We speak grace to you today. You're very quiet for people who are just taking a sign of God. God wants to believe in life. Hallelujah. Thank you. And thank you for your word today that you want to send grace to me in a special way. And I'm expecting to receive from your hand of grace, God. His grace, which like the Lord the giver, ever flows from age to age. Hallelujah for a river that's filled with grace, that's flowing today. To these your people, to this your house, to these your congregation, this your assembly, we speak grace to you. Grace to it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you. Grace to you. There's one today, I see fruitfulness to you. I just feel the Spirit of God picking something to me that says, fruitfulness. I don't know what that means in your business, in your body or what, but fruitfulness. You have been feeling that you are arid and dry and questioning certain things. And God speaks to you today and he says fruitfulness. And he reminds you of the word that has come to you today. Grace. He's on it. He's all sufficient. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond anything you should think or ask. By the Spirit that dwells within you, it's grace to it. Grace to it. Grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you say with me that God's grace is truly amazing? Come on. God's grace is truly amazing. Hallelujah. I've had a singing voice, I'd sing for you. But where's the worship people? Are you going to close? My chains fell off. My heart was.